Good morning. Let me get my microphone around here where I can talk again. How's everybody doing this morning? Oh, man. That is the lamest response I've heard in a long time. Howdy! Amen. Now we're talking. Everybody's awake. I want to talk to you this morning about something. How many of y'all know what a cowboy stew is? Raise your hand. Cowboy stew. I tell you, I got I thought I knew how to make a cowboy stew. My wife did. Then I got introduced to Miss Sally's cowboy stew, and it just kind of changed my outlook on things. You know, but not all cowboy stews are, let me say that right, cowboy stools, stew, there's not a stool, it's a stew, are equal. It depends on what ingredients you put in it and everything. You know, just imagine for a minute that we're making a cowboy stew, and it's something we're really looking forward to. We got all the meat ready, we got all the vegetables ready, and all the spices. We get everything done, we start cooking this sucker. And we're going to do about midways, we're thinking about doing a taste test, you know, kind of sample it just to see how it's going, you know. And you take your spoon and you reach in there and you kind of taste it and you go, something's missing. But you don't know what it is, and you're sitting there and you taste it again and you go, man, I'm going to mix it up. So you stir it up a little bit and then you get that spoon, you dip it up again. Of course, you use a different spoon, right? Yeah, right. Cook don't. And they taste it again. They go, man, just something is missing. What is it? It just kind of tastes a little bit flat. It kind of tastes a little bit dull. It just doesn't taste like it normally does. It just doesn't have any flavor to it. There's something missing, and it's the salt. You realize, shoot, I forgot to put salt in it. Salt is the one thing that puts flavor into any kind of food that we eat. Who likes salt? Oh, Lord, have you tried to eat anything without salt? Unless it's sweets. Even sweets sometimes taste good when you put a little salt in it, like caramel and some salt and some nuts. It just kind of makes it good. Everything tastes better when you season it with salt. And not all salt is the same, is it? You got sea salt. You got regular white salt. You got red salt. Y'all ever seen red salt? It's out there. Yellow salt. They got rock salt. Salt even comes in these big old giant rocks. Y'all know that? But it's amazing to me. But not all salt has the same degree of flavoring to it. Not all of it is able to change the taste of something when you put it in it. When something like that happens, that kind of low-grade salt is what they use to put on roads. They put it in there to kill grass. In the olden days, back in the time of Jesus, they used salt, the Romans did, to put on the roads to keep the grass from growing there so you could see the trail. And you could stay on it instead of just crossing country. It just killed it. Well, we use it today, what, on like overpasses? Maybe not down in this part of the country, but boy, they sure do up north. But when they do, guess what happens? When you put salt on the highways, guess what it does to everything around it? It starts corroding. You get it on your car. Too much salt causes problems, corrosion, and it just starts eating paint. It just starts doing all kinds of things to it. But the cowboys that were out on the trail when they were doing the trail rides, they would never think about leaving home, their home ranch, without having a bunch of bags of salt. And even the cowboy chuck that they had on their saddle was some meat that had been smoked and cured with salt. Jerky. They kept it with them. It was their mainstay that kept them going during the day when they didn't have anything else to eat. They had jerky. But just imagine what that meat would have tasted like without any salt on it. You know, we use it so much today, we have a tendency to overdo it a little bit, don't we? What happens when you put too much salt in something? Whew, Boy, I mean, you know it right away. You go, whoo, I need to add something to this kind of dilute the salt. And you just keep adding and adding and adding. And before you know it, you realize that you've destroyed what you intended to be so good because you had to water it down so much to get rid of the salty flavor. Everybody, let's look in Matthew 5:13. Matthew 5:13. I've been told I say that too fast and I immediately start reading. So guess what? Matthew 5. Let me get the fingers up. 13:13. 5:13. What happens to your body when you get too much salt in it? You get too much sodium. For us older guys, it causes all the sodium builds up. It causes your blood pressure to go up. It causes you to have all kind of health issues. So too much salt in your body, too much salt can be a problem. In the scriptures, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's talking to all future Christians, those that believe in him. Jesus says this in Matthew 5:13, "You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless," as worthless. Like I said, they use it for all kinds of things, mostly to put under our feet to walk on. If you call yourself a Christian today, if you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're saying, "I am a believer." Guess what? You're salt. Jesus said, "I don't care what you call yourself, but you're salt. You are the salt of the earth. You are what makes a difference in this world. And there's no substitute for it." Salt is a mineral, okay? The actual thing of salt, it's a mineral. And there's all kind of minerals out there, but even those minerals all have a certain amount of salt in it. Without it, it would taste like sand. Salt is what gives flavor. It allows, and as Christians, our influence is greater than you realize and I realize. Just for imagine for a second of a world that was completely absent of any kind of Christian influence. We're just about there, aren't we? This world right now has lost its salt. Because we're not sharing, we are not making a difference in this world. More and more and more, as time goes by, we stand back and we watch as our government does stuff. I'm up on a pedestal now. Our government does stuff. We allow people to do things, and we know that that's not right. We watch them do it, and we don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to stand out or to look different, so we clamp our mouth. We close it shut. But that's not what Jesus intended. He told his disciples, "Look, guys, as you go out and you're doing the work that I've sent you on to do for me, you or everyone that you come in contact with are going to experience me through you. The Holy Spirit is going to influence them. They're going to get sprinkled with salt, something that gives them a difference in their life, some flavor in their life." And the thing is, we shouldn't be afraid to use it. Now, I've been around a lot of Christians that they didn't sprinkle salt. They just kind of took a big old giant bucket and they tried to flood everybody with it. They'd walk right up to somebody and say, "Are you a believer? You're going to hell right now. You've got to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior." That right there is using a little bit too much salt. Now, when it says to you, it only takes a little bit of salt to make a difference now. So what you do instead is you let your life and you speak to them. Like when they say, "You know, I'm thinking about doing this or that." And you go, "Well, you know, that's not always the best thing to do. Maybe you ought to try this." So because the Bible says, da, 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 Well, guess what you just did? You sprinkled just a little bit of salt. You made a difference. Now, does that mean that that person is going to change what they're doing? Maybe, maybe not. But that's not the point. You have done what Jesus asked you to do. And if you are a Christian today, you've got to remember that we are the salt that seasons this world. You know, if you're going out making an effort to do things right, I was going to read this to you. It said, it only takes a little salt to make a difference in cowboy stew, and it only takes a little effort to live for Christ. A little effort will be all it takes for to change another cowhand's life. As you're going out and you're working, I don't care whether you're baling hay, whether you're gathering cows, you're getting ready to work them, whatever you're doing, if you act exactly like they act, and there's no difference, they can no see no difference, guess what you are? You are salt that is no longer good for anything. Boy, that means that you're not making a difference. And it don't take a whole lot to make a difference. You can sit there and participate in everything, but when something is wrong, and you know it's wrong, what you're getting ready to do, and you go along with it anyway, you have lost your flavor. You have lost the ability to make a difference for Christ in this world. And it's tough to say, but we as Christians, you know, it is our job as believers to go out and tell people about Christ, to go out and make a difference. Back in the old days, when a ranch foreman or a group of cowboys were running their herds to the north from Texas, they weren't really particular about all the cows that they gathered up. A lot of times they didn't look to see if the brand matched theirs. That was called, they threw a wide loop. It means that they didn't really pay that much attention. They really just didn't care. They threw a wide loop just so that they could catch everything they could catch before they made that drive. You can look at that as us as believers. When we go and we try to make a difference, we're not just reaching the folks that don't know Christ. It might be someone who has stumbled and fallen down to the point to where that they just don't live for Christ anymore. They don't have the joy in their heart anymore. And when you're sprinkling the salt, when you're trying to make a difference, when you're showing grace and love and trying to express comfort to folks and just loving on them, it draws them out. You see, that loop circles them as much as it does the lost and helps draw them. So when you pull it tight, you're drawing them to Christ too. That's our job. That is what Christ has made us for, if we are to be in this world and doing what we're supposed to be doing as being the salt of the earth. You know, Christ is going to come back. And if you look at what's going on in this world, we keep saying it can't be long before he comes. I would love it nothing more than Jesus to look at me and say, "Man, Lynn, you salted and you did your job well. You did what I asked you to do." How sad it would be for me if I looked him in the eyes and he goes, "Man, brother, you missed the mark. You just didn't do what I asked you to do. Matter of fact, son, you didn't do anything I asked you to do." What a sad day that'd be for me to face our Lord with that. There's a lot of folks out there that are lost, and they're looking for something. They know there's something different, and they know there's something better. It's kind of like if you're standing on the edge of a cliff, and you're just watching people walk by and jump off. Boom. And the next one, never saying a word, where all you'd have to do is just say, "Hey, brother, you know, there's a better way. You don't have to die. Do you know Jesus died for you? He'll jump for you. He'll take the penalty for you, and you can live if you live for him." That's what Jesus did. Jesus died on the cross so that we will live and we can have eternal life. He took our place. What kind of difference are you wanting to make in this world? Whether it's with your children. You know, when I was growing up, I saw my nieces and my nephews and all the different ones. They didn't carry them to church. We always, most of the time we were forced to go to church, but by cracky, my mother made sure I went. And it made a difference in my life because I got to hear the gospel. I got to hear about Jesus. We talked about Jesus. But just think of all the little kids out there that are going and just right now today that are nowhere in a church where they can hear about Jesus. What are they going to grow up to have? What hope do they have? No one is sprinkling salt for them. No one is trying to make a difference for them. Man, that's why America's in the state it's in. That's why the world is in the state it's in. Because we as believers, and I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about Christians across the board that say I'm a Christian that are not being salty. They're not salting enough. They're not trying to make a difference. And it, like I said, it doesn't take much. You don't have to hit them over the head with the Bible. You don't have to molest them to tell them about Jesus. All you got to do is just tell them what he's done for you. You know, when someone says, you know, I just don't want to live another day. There's just nothing out there. You can tell them about God, what he's made a difference in your life. All you do is just tell what he's done for you. You don't have to be a biblical scholar to be able to tell someone what Jesus knows and what he does for you. What he knows about you, knew who you were, yet he saved you. That's the first Christian churches during the time of Christ after he died. Those folks didn't know anything about the Bible. All they did was tell what change had come into their life. Man, did you hear what Jesus died? And when he did, I accepted him. And man, I'm a new person. I'm not the same guy I was before. I'm not that man. I'm not that woman. I'm a new creature in Christ because I accepted him. You might be sitting there this morning thinking, you know, I'm one of those that's fallen away, that I used to really serve the Lord, maybe not excitedly and everything, but I did serve, and now I don't do nothing. You know, it's never too late. All it has to do is you stop and say, you know what, I'm going to do different for right now. That's called repentance. That means stopping what you're doing and turning around and going the other way. Or maybe you're here this morning and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You don't know what the heck I'm talking about when I'm talking about salt, because the Holy Spirit's not there to tell you. The only thing when you're lost, the only thing that the Holy Spirit speaks to you about, you know what it is? It's Jesus. I've heard people say, oh, you know, I'm not a Christian, but God talks to me all the time. If God's talking to you, he's telling you one thing. You need to have Jesus Christ in your life. That's what he says. He calls you unto himself for salvation. Once you receive the Holy Spirit, everything is opened up, all knowledge, all power, everything. But before then, it's just he's calling you and trying to draw you unto him and say, don't do what everybody else is doing. Don't jump off that cliff. Come to me. Y'all, it's time that we got our ropes out, dusted them off, shook them out, maybe put a little powder on them so that they slip through the knot real good, and build the biggest dang loop you've ever seen. And throw that sucker out and see what it's caught. The disciples, they were out fishing. Jesus said, you know what? They hadn't caught nothing all day. And he said, throw over there. He said, but Lord, we ain't caught nothing. He said, throw that big net right over there. And they caught more fish because of one thing. Not because they were good fishermen. These guys have been doing it all life, but it had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. So it's time we shook that thing out, get that rope out, and start making a difference in this world. Amen? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning and just thank you for the blessings of this day. I thank you for all that are here today. Lord, I ask for protection for all of our members that are out, Lord, traveling and doing other things today, Father, that you help them get there and back safe. That you just, I just ask for, Lord, if there's someone here that doesn't know you, that they would come to Christ today, that they would not leave before they talk to me or one of the elders or one of the lay pastors, that they, Father, not leave this place without receiving you, Father, and becoming a new creature. If there's someone here, Lord, and you know who it is, we know who it is, Father, that ourselves, if we've fallen away, we're not serving you, Lord, like we should. We haven't been the salt, but we want to, Lord. I pray, Father, that today we would just stop and just start again, Lord, and say, hey, Lord, I want to do something. Just show me what to do, and I'll do it. Father, I just ask you, Father, to just put a hedge of protection around everyone that's here, Father. No one is here by accident this morning, Lord. You drew everyone here for a reason and to hear this message from you. I just ask you to bless them, bless their home, bless their families, bless their finances, bless everything about them, Lord, and just protect them because, see, after you've heard the word, Lord, the Satan tries to come to rob and steal and say, you know, you really don't have to do that. You know, you really don't have to be salt. You can just keep doing what you're doing, and everything is going to work out and be fine if you just listen to me. Father, I pray that we not listen, Father, to the prince of liars, that we listen to your voice, that still small voice, Lord, that draws us unto you. And by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord, I say all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's good to have y'all here at Common Ground this morning. I hope y'all have enjoyed being here. If you're visiting with us, if you're looking for a church home, I pray you'd consider Common Ground Cowboy Church. We don't take an offering around here. We've got a milk can in the back that you can put your tithe and offerings in. That's between you and the Lord. We also have a prayer box over there that if you